Chapter 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "Behold, I have given into your hand Jericho, and the king of it, and the mighty men of valor. You shall circle the city, all the men of war, going about the city once. You shall do this 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark, and the 7th day you shall circle the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It will be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up every man straight before him." Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord." They said to the people, "Pass on and circle the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord." It was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord passed on, and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priest who blew the trumpets, and the rearward went after the ark, the priest blowing the trumpets as they went. Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then you shall all shout." So he caused the ark of the Lord to circle the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, and the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests blowing the trumpets as they went. The 2nd day they circled the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. It happened on the 7th day. That they rose early at the dawning of the day, and circled the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on this day they compassed the city 7 times. It happened at the 7th time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city shall be devoted, even it and all that is therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from the devoted thing, lest when you have devoted it, you take of the devoted thing, so you would make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, that the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. They utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, and ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house, and bring out there the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her." The young men, the spies, went in, and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother, and her brothers, and all that she had. All her relatives also they brought out, and they set them outside of the camp of Israel. They burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. But Rahab the prostitute and her father's household, and all that she had, did Joshua save alive. And she lived in the midst of Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Joshua charged them with an oath at that time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and builds this city Jericho. With the loss of his firstborn shall he lay the foundation of it, and with the loss of his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land.